What is the name of this protein?
We call it CPTP, and that stands for ceramide 1-phosphate transport protein.
And what exactly does it do?
Essentially does exactly what the name is. It transports this bioactive fat, or ceramide 1-phosphate, in the cell.
What does this molecule have to do with cell regulation in cancer?
That's a great question. So the protein acts like a switch in the cell to actually regulate the production of another class of fats that actually many people are familiar with if they've ever taken an aspirin. It's the same fats or bioactive fats in your blood that essentially regulate inflammation, and people will take just a simple aspirin to take care of a headache or any other kind of inflammatory thing, or their little baby aspirin their doctor actually will prescribe on some occasions.
So now that you've identified this transport system, how would you hope to manipulate it to change the outcome of cancer growth?
One thing we can do is actually block it, or in this day and age, we essentially screen for compounds and these large libraries that companies or National Institutes of Health have for actually compounds that will actually block it. And in doing so, what you can do is actually induce the production of these good other lipids that the aspirin will block on some occasions. And these will actually do good things. And one of the good things it will do is actually limit the ability of cancer cells to actually grow or migrate.
So this would be a systemic approach.
Indeed. As well as we could actually even do it localized, because you could essentially put in little wafers with the drug in certain tumors and things like that. So it has actually broad applications to a number of different types of tumors.
What do you do next? You've been researching this for 10 years, and how would you characterize this breakthrough?
Well, the next thing to do is actually to take this, and we call it, from the benchtop to the bedside. And really the first thing to do is to find that inhibitor for this protein in particular. And very likely, if you do the screen right, you'll find some very nice compounds. And then it's to basically then to develop those compounds into something that's effective in a whole body situation. So, the way things work, it can take, a series of years to get to that point. But, there'll be small steps that will lead to kind of, great effects in the clinic very quickly, hopefully, and maybe some clinical trials.
So for those people who are concerned about cancer, laymen who may have cancer, what kind of hope would you hold out for them that there is an answer here in this protein for them and their friends and their family and their children?
Indeed, this may be very nice. It may actually work very well as a maintenance, just like aspirin. So recently, they've actually shown that in women taking the baby aspirin, they actually have a 30% reduction in a number of different kind of cancers. So this can work not only as a treatment to be in conjunction with current therapeutics that we have to give much better outcome, much more what we call a durable outcome or something where the cancer doesn't come back, but also as a maintenance. So essentially something that you would take that has very limited side effects, a lot like aspirin in this case, but much more effective, because what this protein will do is actually switch the type of lipid that's made and not just inhibit everything. And so you would actually switch to these good kind of lipids, and these would actually give you a lot of different types of benefits for your body as far as maintenance and blocking the production of cancer.
Clinical trials are still 5 to 7 years away, even on a fast track. But Dr. Chalfant and his colleagues are encouraged that they may have a powerful new weapon in the fight against cancer. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.